Luna and the Superpower, revealed by Søren Olsen, Martin Svensson, and Leif Erikson. Read by me, Søren Olsen.
Chapter 1. Awfully Boring. Luna remembers the exact moment when her life became miserable. It was 8:32 in the morning on August 16th, her first day in third grade. Luna had hoped that this year her school would be more fun than first and second grade. But no, it was worse. In less than 2 minutes, she saw that all the other kids had friends they wanted to be with. In fact, she'd already noticed that in the hallway while they were waiting for the teacher to open the classroom. It seemed like all the other kids had somebody to talk to and play with, all of them except Luna. She had no one. Not that first miserable day or on any of the days that followed. That's why Luna's all alone in the schoolyard during recess, watching the others running and playing. She feels like she's invisible. For a while, she thought about climbing up onto the school roof and singing Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Star backwards, just to see if anyone would notice. Luna's dad had happily taught her how to sing a song backwards. It was his favorite trick, something he did every time he got a chance. For example, when neighbors invited them over for a meal, and whenever anyone visited them at home. But Luna didn't climb up to the roof or sing backwards, because she knew no one would notice her, even if she did. The kids would just keep on running around and having a great time. It's Friday. School has just let out. Most of the students are standing around in the schoolyard, talking. Luna doesn't know for sure, of course, but she thinks they're talking about their fun plans for the weekend. Nobody talks Luna, and that's probably a good thing, because she has nothing fun ahead of her. A couple of boring things, maybe, but nothing fun, that's for sure. Luna sees Alice and Miranda, the most popular girls in her class. Everybody thinks they're terrific. Luna's sure that even the teacher and the principal think so. She watches them huddling together and whispering secrets. Oh, how Luna wishes she could be with them. Or at least that she could hear what they're saying. She could come up with exciting secrets too. But that's not much use when there's nobody to share them with. Luna is gathering her things to go home when she notices, high in the sky, a fantastic blue-feathered bird gliding slowly downward. It lands on the top of the nearby climbing wall. It's the most amazing bird Luna has ever seen. It must have the world's longest beak, and it's amazingly, impossibly blue. Maybe that's why Luna exclaims right out loud, "Hey, everybody, look at the bird! Look at that bird up there on the climbing wall!" Nobody out there pays any attention, and neither does the bird. It just sits there motionless, cocking its head to one side and looking down. "Can't you see it?" Luna calls out again. "Up there on the climbing wall!" And suddenly, Mimi, Luna's neighbor, notices the bird. "Wow!" she shouts. "Look, everybody!" And they all turn to look at the bird. Luna walks away. She can't bear seeing all the kids running to gather around Mimi. It's Friday, so as usual they're making tacos for their weekly family fun evening. Friday family night is a tradition all across the country, but it's especially important in Little Wolf Cape. That's where Luna lives, Little Wolf Cape. But she's never seen a wolf there. Maybe they're so small you can't actually see them. And people call it Little Wolf Cape because the wolves are teeny tiny. Luna wouldn't mind coming across a real live tiny wolf sometime, say, when she's out on a walk. It would be much scarier to run into an alien. An alien probably wouldn't be so small or soft or furry. She's sure it would yell and scream and wave its ray gun and blast everything in sight. Luna's mom and dad are busy fixing Friday evening's happy meal when she gets home. Luna would really like to tell them how awful she felt when she spotted the blue bird on the school climbing wall and nobody paid any attention. Or how terrible it is still not to have a single friend at school. But she doesn't know how to raise the subject. Besides, Mom and Dad seem really stressed out over fixing the food. "Hi, sweetie," Dad greets Luna. "How are you doing?" "Awful," Luna tells him. Dad turns to Mom. "Put the candy dish up a little higher, Jenny. We don't want the twins to get at it again." Mom moves the dish from the kitchen table to a shelf.